Esta semana sobre que diablos hombre con Jeffy Greg.
This guy made a f-ing bird perch out of a board and two butt plugs, and he's telling me what cladding is.
I'm the one who wears it.
Bob Vila.
How many butt plug bird perches have you made?
Is it still there or did it rot and fall apart?
I think it's out front.
Oh, you moved it from the back to the front?
Yeah, I want to show off.
What the hell, man, with Jeff and Greg is naughty. Listener discretion is advised.
This is What the Hell, Man, a podcast with Jeff and Greg.
Whoa, 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 what the hell, man?
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day. A new flavor of fuckery. Cause everybody's such, you see. They're dumber than a bag of flops.
Welcome to the shit show, people.
What should the ladies do, Jeff?
Oh my God, put a towel down, ladies. Ladies should turn your mic down a little bit.
Me?
No, the ladies. Yeah, no. Oh. You. We got it. We got it taken care of. Welcome to What the Hell, Man. I'm Jeff.
It's What the Hell, Man.
Shell Bell is here from Parts Unknown and Beavers, calling in from the Bacon Wing of Berlin Estates.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
The Bacon Hot Dog Wing. Shelby, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Oh, my God. You too with the volume. Holy crap. I got to crank both of you.
Can you hear me?
Way down. Yeah, I can hear you just fine. Almost too gooder. All right. So what's going on, nerds?
Oh, just sick of waiting for you two. Holy crap. I've been sitting down here in my studio for like 12 days.
I've been here the whole time, brah.
Oh. We should have been playing golf via the interwebs.
Oh, we should have, damn it. Who are we waiting on?
The international travel. When Jeff says Michelle is coming in from parts unknown, that means she's done so much traveling, even she doesn't know where she is
anymore. Did we lose her again?
Hello, Cleveland.
Shell, are you there? Are you kidding me with this? Shell, we can't hear you. Hello? There she goes.
There she is.
Okay.
What were you doing?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, are you taking a dump?
No, I wasn't taking a dump. But I was telling Greg, you know what I was driving in today?
Cadillac.
Lamborghini.
Nice.
Yeah,
did you buy it?
No, my God. $320,000.
You were riding in it or you drove it?
I drove one just like it about a year ago. But I was riding in this one.
Did you put the hammer down?
Yeah, the thing goes.
Yeah, well, it's a freaking Lamborghini. They're kind of known for that.
They are fast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I drove in a Ford Ranger today.
Oh, exciting. I got to drive a Dodge Viper once.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. When I worked at the dealership, it was in the drive-through bay for the shop, and I got to drive it around to the showroom and into the showroom. And
ooh.
I got it up to all of about 5 miles an hour. but I did get it into second.
At 5 miles an hour?
Just to say I could shift, I shifted in it,
Yeah. You shitted in it?
That too. Got a heck of a deal on it the day after. I did get to drive a Dodge Ram SRT 10 that had the Viper engine in it.
Ooh, and, shit, Mr. Hoity-toity here.
I got a squawk out of third gear doing about 85 in that, and then I realized it's like, better slow down. Cops don't care if it's a dealer car or not, if it's got dealer plates.
Did you shit in that one,
too? It does not make you immune.
Or a moon.
Yeah, or a moon. Doesn't make you neither.
Well, I had a fucking boring ass day. It was about I didn't do anything.
I bet you didn't get to go riding in any cool car.
Just my Ranger. That's it. And a back of a cop car, which was
You
fun.
Have a Ranger? I thought you had an F-150.
No. No, I never had an F-150 ever in my
life.
That was
a couple vehicles ago.
No, it was a Ram.
He had several Dodges.
I got this Ranger. Before that, I had an escape, and I got stuck in the snow, in the fucking street in the snow, and thought I'm never going to buy anything but a four-wheel drive again. So before that, I had a Ram.
Didn't you have, wasn't that car a four-wheel drive?
Front-wheel.
Oh, it's front-wheel. All-wheel
or whatever, yeah.
All-wheel. Could have been crappy tires. My minivan had some tires on it when I first got it. They were really good in the rain, but wow, did they suck in the snow.
Fucking minivan.
Yeah, the thing is sweet. Took that baby tooling around today.
I was going to say, you still have it, right?
Yeah. It's my second minivan.
Why?
Because they're awesome. You know how much shit I can haul in one of those? You're invisible.
A lot of shit.
You know how many dead hookers I can haul in one of those?
Well, they think you're a soccer mom.
Yeah, exactly. You're invisible.
Dead Tahitian lady boys.
Camouflaged at the very least. Yeah, Tahitian lady.
Shut up.
Nasty. You are nasty.
Oh my God. That's a fake.
Your belly sounds sour.
That's a machine. That's a fart machine.
Oh my God. I'm glad I'm not home because that would stink.
Testicles 1, 2. Testicles 1, 2.
Welcome aboard.
No, I had.
Did smoking pot make you go crap?
No. Well, the eating that comes after it that has
makes you crap a lot.
I suppose it would make poop. Yeah.
Oh, I get like my wicked munchy food is cereal.
We know.
Really?
Cheerios.
Yeah. I'll go wild on Cheerios, and then, man, I'm not oversleeping the next morning. That poop is coming after me. So. Nothing I can do about it.
Because it's full of fiber.
Yes, it is. It's good for your heart. It's heart healthy.
Yeah. And it obviously cleans your bowels.
Oh, heck yeah. It's like, how can you shit more than you actually ate?
Like a couple pounds.
Yeah. I should keep the scale handy and do it before and after. See what those babies come in at.
Oh my God!
Are they non-flushable or flushable?
Once in a while they plug up the works.
Oh, well, you should start flushing halfway through.
Well, that's all one. It's all one big telephone pole.
Snake.
Yeah. It's like, our God, it's never going to end.
Is a useful thing indeed. Gives relief in time.
God.
Is he playing?
You guys are sick.
He's singing about our anus.
Oh.
Our anus.
You guys going to be tapping on each other's anus later?
Probably not. We're 4 hours apart.
Probably
it's lonely
not.
Sleeping without
Why can't you,
Papa
just
Bear?
Give a definitive no? Just like last week. Do you want to watch some? Would you watch gay porn? Oh, probably not.
No, not really.
Not really. That's what I want.
But Greg not has really. Been known to be sending nudies of himself to you, Jeff.
I covered my genitals.
And let's just say it didn't take much to cover his genitals. A pinky and maybe a rubber band.
I have incredibly small hands.
Oy vey.
Anything else? You have no piano fingers, huh?
Let me find that on my phone. I'll send it to you.
No, don't send it to me. Send it to Shell. She wants to see it. Fucking bad enough.
Let me suck them titties.
Send it to Shell. I don't want to see that shit anymore. I'll put a Grindr profile together for you with your email. use that as your picture. I swear to God, I will.
It sounds like it'd be a good website. Was that for like people who like sandwiches? We call them subs around here. Yeah, I've heard them called that.
What is it? What's the websites that women do?
OnlyFans.
We were just talking about. Yeah, only you make them an OnlyFans.
Oh my God.
What is it called?
Come on, OnlyFans. You know that.
OnlyFans?
You probably subscribe to a couple of dudes.
I'm not a lesbian. Wish I was.
All right. Well, nothing else going on, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, hold on. I got to check a text here. 1 second. Uno momento.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about it. We're just doing a podcast, man. Knock yourself out.
It's a picture from Greg.
Wait a minute. What?
It's buried somewhere in my phone.
Wait a minute.
What?
Speak up, boy. Dead air.
Anyways, whatever. All right. So we get started then?
Yeah, let her rip.
Here we go. With a twacky and zany. What the hell, man? News. Oh, never hit that last.
Oh, my God.
What the hell, man?
Sounded like he was torturing a cow.
You got a flat. Like he's trying to move. Oh, somebody, man, got a flat tire.
Jeez. I don't know what the hell's going on with me, man. What the hell, man?
It's funny you're thinking about it.
One more time here. With a twacky and zany. What the hell, man? New. God. All right.
No. That's time to change.
Time to rearrange. Here we go. A designer clothing brand in the UK called Jordan Luca has just debuted pre-stained jeans that make it look like you pissed your pants.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, they're real. They made their runway debut last fall and immediately sold out when they hit the website. Get this.
Do they smell like piss?
I don't think so, but I don't know. Yuck. Do you know how much they were? How much would you pay for a pair of jeans that look like they're piss stained?
You'd have to pay me to wear them.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs>
But they were on the runway and they sold out. So I would bet you $500.
$810.
Yep. See?
What?
For jeans that look like you pissed in them.
God damn it. I get my jeans to Sam's Club. $12 goddamn dollars. Ain't paying no goddamn $800. No goddamn pair of jeans. Tell you that much right now.
And he'll stain them up himself.
That's right. I make pee every day. Free.
You have a new job. You can just buy a bunch of jeans, piss in them, and sell them on the interwebs.
Exactly.
Do you have a picture of it? Does it like run all the way down the leg? Like, man, I just had two pitchers of beer.
It just, I'll post one up on our Facebook page, but it looks like a, what was that? Hello?
Oh, Willie.
Testicles 1-2.
Willie. Trying to sneak one
testicles
in there.
Testicles 1-2.
Welcome aboard.
But it's just a big spot on the front. Oh my God. Let it out, buddy. Let it out.
You don't, I think your weed is way too dry.
You don't cough, you don't get off. Jesus.
God.
He must be coming all right over the place.
Carry on.
He's pissing his pants, coughing up loogies.
Hold those jeans, sell them.
Yeah, I was going to say, of course I'm pissing my pants. It's all the rage now.
Now snag in the pockets.
Oh, my God. Mm. They have a lighter wash, too, where the stain's not so obvious. More of an peed my pants yesterday kind of look, I guess.
Why would you want a subtle pee stain? Okay, you've already decided.
Fucking go all out.
Hey, this is a good idea, the pee stain pants. But, God, I don't want to be showing off. So is there something a little more subtle?
Like, wouldn't you want to have stains that thought that you, or made you look like you were actually working? You know, like a mechanic stain or oil or.
Or a shit stain on the back? I wonder what shit stained pants would go for. The lighter version,
$250.
The lighter version sold for around $600, and they sold out too.
Jesus!
So if you want that look, you're just gonna have to do it the old-fashioned way: 8 to 10 beers, and just keep holding it.
Like a poor person.
Yeah. With your $12 generic jeans.
We had to pee our own pants.
All right, moving on. Let's see. Japanese. Oh, here we go. And we've had a story like this before. Japanese police arrested a 55-year-old man for stealing women's underwear. And they raided his home. They found 4,000 pairs.
Holy crap.
Collected over decades. And I imagine they're dirty.
Oh, yuck.
He told a member
of
the media.
Can you imagine what that room smells like?
Oh, God. Like a fucking.
Why would you?
Go ahead.
Why would you steal clean ones?
Fucking gross. Jesus Christ.
Fucking weirdo steals clean
things. He's got them laying all sunny side up. His run came. He just said, "I love women's underwear and couldn't control my desire." And his run came to an end.
I wonder how many has period stains in.
Oh, God. What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And this just in, you can go fuck yourself.
Did I give you all a visual?
Nasty.
Give me an upset stomach.
His run came to an end when the husband of one of his unsuspecting victims caught him on his balcony preparing to add to his stash.
Well, I mean, if he had 4,000 pairs, he had a pretty good run if he hadn't been caught before that.
Just use those, dude. What?
Just retire, dude. You're in the Hall of Fame. You don't need that one more ring, that one more win.
Oh, I'm sure there were a couple of them on there that had some brake stands in them, too.
I wonder if he looked around for different kinds, styles, sizes.
Stains. Yuck.
Yeah. Well, for Michelle, we have the period stain wing. Does he have them displayed or just stored?
I don't know what you would do with 4,000 pair of underwear. I mean, you'd have to have them out somewhere, laying around.
He probably has multiple clothes baskets in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And so his bedroom probably stinks.
Gross.
What?
God. Some of them would
mushrooms
probably
in here.
Have... Dried cum stains on them.
Oh,
jeez.
Period stains.
Okay.
A little bit of pee.
God.
Maybe some vomit.
Well, don't get
not
gross.
Not out of your footy.
Oh, hey, a French fry.
Don't make it weird.
Yeast.
Yeah.
Gerbil.
Some of them probably have mold on them.
There was
a nice ring.
Years and years ago, there was a... commercial on that the lady goes, and I was living with a friend and his girlfriend at the time, and the lady on the TV goes, "What's worse than a yeast infection?" And I'm getting up from the couch and I said, "Bacon bread with that yeast." I made broccoli cheese soup with some dick cheese.
Oh my God.
So we're trying to outgross each other.
Yeah. Moving right along.
Greg thinks that would be mighty tasty.
The dick cheese soup.
I'm not eating that again.
Speaking of underwear, men hang on to their underwear for how many years do you think men hang on to it?
Oh, five.
Beaver?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of how long I make a pair of mine last. Depends on how many are in rotation, too. I'll keep them until the holes are worn in them and whatever.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years, yeah.
7 years on average.
Okay. I could see that. Again, depends on how many you got in rotation.
That's the average length of time men hang on to their underwear before buying new ones. Even more disturbing, roughly 22% of men say they don't change their underwear every day.
That's a must.
That's so fucking nasty.
Yeah, that's a must.
Oh, God, that makes you stink.
Fucking ball.
You just turn them inside out.
Oh, Jesus.
Your sweaty balls.
Your shit stained.
Your sweaty balls can't even move anymore because it's all sweaty material that's stuck.
Okay, well, if you're not changing your underwear every day, there's a pretty good chance you're not wearing clean pants either. So get another day or two out of the underwear and flip them inside out.
But why flip them inside out? Because then you'll dirty up your clean pants.
No, you're not wearing clean pants if you go 4 days on a pair of underwear.
4 days?
Well, yeah. 2 days inside out and 2 days outside in.
Oh, my God.
You probably don't feel fresh anymore, do you?
Well, I,
when
I'm
you
not
don't
saying,
change your underwear.
I don't do that. I change my underwear. Even on days I don't shower, I change my underwear.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
Do
it.
You, Jeff?
No. As a matter
you don't
of fact,
change your-
now that I think about it, no. Not if I don't shower and I'm not going anywhere, then no.
You don't change your underwear?
No, then I just, you know. But then when I shower, I'll change obviously, or whenever if I have to go to work, I'll change. So
if you don't shower, you'll change. Oh, so if you have to go someplace, you'll change your out underwear if you don't shower.
Yeah. Yeah. If we're here and then I've worn them from yesterday, then I would change them if we're going somewhere.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you doubting me, dude?
No, I'm just totally confused.
Why? What's confusing about it?
I don't really care enough to try and figure it out. I don't care enough to try and figure it out.
So he changes his underwear every day.
I don't care.
Staying home.
Don't
care. If he's staying home with me, he keeps the odoriferous underwear on his body.
Oh, I got it now. Totally.
See?
A man in the UK had to be rescued after setting the front of his house on fire. Firefighters say he had been trying to set fire to a spider as it crawled up the front of the property. Sparks reached material behind the cladding, whatever that is, and caused a fire within the walls. Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's the shit up against the wall.
What cladding? What is cladding? Yeah.
Cladding, yeah. It's the shit up against the wall.
Right. I don't understand what it is, though. What was it do? What's its purpose?
It looks pretty.
You don't even
it's
know.
Eye candy. It's eye candy.
This guy made a fucking bird perch out of a board and two butt plugs, and he's telling me what cladding is.
I'm the one who wrote it.
Bob Vila.
How many butt plug bird perches have you made? Ew, your butt plug bird perch is probably so much better than mine.
Is it still there or did it rot and fall apart?
I think it's out front.
Oh, you moved it from the back to the front?
Yeah, I want to show off my handiwork. I don't know where Linda's got it or if it died or what.
She's using it as a chair.
You should take a picture of it and send it to Jeff.
I did.
No, where it is now. It might be in the garbage. Who knows? Maybe Linda never told you and it's been in the garbage for a couple of years.
That would be fine. I used scrap wood and whatever crap I had in the basement to make
it.
Yeah. Guys, that was during lockdown. The great boredom year of lockdown.
Oh, my God. It's fucking on display.
Now taking custom orders.
Must supply the butt plugs.
Gotta be
only
new
after he runs out of his used ones. Yes. For now, he'll continue using his used butt plugs.
Oh, they're not God. Used, they're previously enjoyed. Oh fuck.
Oh, one final story. In Mexico, a guy got drunk, fell asleep on the railroad tracks, and had a train drive over him.
Oh.
He wasn't hurt, and it didn't wake him up either.
Oh, it drove over him.
Yeah, the undercarriage of the train passed within just a few inches of his body but didn't touch him.
Oh, Jesus.
And when the guy finally woke up, he told paramedics that he only had 6 beers. Whatever.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
6 pitchers.
Yes, 6 tequilas.
Mm-hmm. Hey, arriba!
Probably a good thing he didn't wake up because it'd scare the shit out of you and you'd sit up and boom, off with your melon.
Off with your head.
Yep.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the news. We're going to try this one more time. Ready? With a twacky and zany. What the hell, man?
News.
What the hell, man? News. What the hell, man? News. See, I can't hit that note. I can't do it.
What the hell, man? News.
You blew your voice out.
I did. We're going to have to get Beaver to do it from now on.
What the hell, man? News.
Yeah. See, that's good. I like that. Nicely done.
Thanks, man.
Let me suck them titties, babe.
Stupid songs.
Oh, I've got some great songs for you today. We've got new ones.
Oh, good.
We're going to listen to this whole one really quick.
Our anus is a useful thing indeed. The anus gives relief in time of need. We all have an anus, so no matter what you've heard, remember that anus is the proper word.
Boom. It's called Our Anus.
It's like our target audience is 12 years old, but they're the ones who can't listen to us.
What? Come on.
All the shit we talk about, literal shit, poop, anus.
Stop it. I'm getting hard.
Shit like that.
You talk to kids about getting hard? What the fuck?
No. That's you're missing my point.
He wants little kids to be able, he wants to make it a family friendly podcast.
No.
Because you talk about poop and getting hard, it can't be family friendly.
Oh. Is that what you're saying, Beaver?
In theory, toilet jokes are generally aimed at 12-year-olds. But here we are, adults, and kids are not supposed to listen to this because 18 or older, that's what the warning is at the beginning of the thing. So, like, we're just totally missing the target with our would-be target demo.
What should we talk about?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any better ideas.
The unrest in Israel and Gaza?
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, they need rest so bad. They're so tired.
Should we talk about the presidential election coming up?
Yeah. Which old guy are you going to vote for? Which old guy do we lose with this time?
My money's behind Trump, baby.
Okay. No politics.
Oh, no. Hey, no. This one we can do politics.
Well, okay. I have a topic for us.
Okay.
And this is actually useful. I work in a hardware store, and there are many things I've learned. For example, most of your plumbing issues come from a clogged sink. And to unclog that sink, you need what's called a snake. And then you got to get down there, and there's that little loop underneath. You know what that's called? A pee trap.
Pee trap. But
you don't pee in the sink.
Oh, my God.
Well, some people do.
See, and then I vaguely...
And just, it smells like poop if you have to clean one of those out.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. And you got to be really careful with the chemicals because some of them can like really burn the shit out of you. So, yeah, okay, there. And still, it came back around to pee. So I'm just as guilty as you are.
I thought we were talking about politics.
I tried to divert from politics.
All right, shut up.
Your farts sound the same every time, Jeffrey Michael.
Well, how about this one? I'm in my 50s and farts are still funny. I'm sorry.
You know why that is?
Why?
Because farts are funny.
Thank you.
Maybe not as frequently as you go to that joke, but you know, whatever.
All right, who's ready for some songs? I only have I have three of them. I played one in the very beginning of the show.
Yeah, let's get this over with.
All right, we'll play this one. It's called Welcome to the Shit Show.
Welcome to the Shit Show. Every single day, a new flavor of fuckery. Cause everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of flops.
Oh, God, that's it.
In the business, we call that a cold ending.
That's from Obscene Vinyl, Really Rare Records on TikTok, and DH Music and Lost Albums. These are all from there. So I wanted to give them some credit. Here's another one.
Shout out to all those people.
let me just get the real title. I don't want to screw it up. Shooting Crazy Diarrhea Out of My Butthole.
Oh, this should be deep.
Shoot crazy diarrhea out of my butthole. It's leaking down right into my socks. I ruin these pants and I ruin this thong. Shooting red hot crazy diarrhea out of my butthole.
I know that feeling all too well.
All right.
What's wrong with them? They're not stupid. They're funny.
They're dumb.
How are they not funny to you, man?
It's just dumb.
Shelbel, do you find them funny?
I like the beat to some of them, and some of them kind of make me chuckle.
She like likes some the of beat. Them,
I some of them I think we could actually have a dance off with.
All right, well, one more. This one's called Duncan. Oh, shit. I forgot one. Hold on.
Oh,
let's
no.
See if I got it on here. Oh, no, I do have it on here. Hold on. Let me just move it over. I'm going to save that one. Well, we'll do that one now. This is called Connected at the Pecker.
Bring your tip up to mine. I don't mind the slime, but it's looking so bare and alone. So I slide my foreskin over top of it. It's like a little cozy skin sweater. 'Cause life is so much better when you're in the dark. We're just two guys having a good time, connected at the pecker.
That one was like all over the place. Talking about sliding his foreskin over and they're better in the dark and then connected at the pecker.
Like a warm sweater. Bring your tip up to mine.
That's a long way to go for that.
Bring your tip up to mine. I don't mind the slime.
Oh.
All right. One
that
final
song,
one.
That song was for you, Greg.
Yeah.
I wrote that about you, buddy. About you and me.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. All right, here's one more. This one's called Duncan.
Can't start my morning without Duncan. Dunking these fucking nuts in your mouth. Open wide, 'cause you're going down south. Can't start my day without Duncan. These fucking nuts in your mouth.
Then I think that one's Greg's favorite.
Yeah. Although now I want a donut.
Like a hemorrhoid donut?
No, oh, like God. A Dunkin' donut.
Can't start my morning without Dunkin'.
See right there. Donuts.
Dunkin' these fucking nuts in your mouth.
And then you had to go and...
Dunkin' these fucking nuts in your mouth.
That song makes me wish I had nuts.
Wait a minute, you don't? Here's what you do, Beaver. Next time you and Linda go on a road trip, say, hey, and you see a Duncan. Hey, you want Duncan? Duncan needs fucking nuts in your mouth. I can send you the song if you want to use it as a ringtone.
I'll let you know on that. Hold on. We'll wait till after the podcast.
Oh, my yes. God.
Then Jeff will call you while you're working.
Go outside, nerd.
All right. Let's move on, I guess. Well, let's go to the nerd unit here with Tom.
Beaver.
I don't even know why. I didn't change
Talk nerdy to me.
I didn't change the intro on that one either. Maybe you should do some intro since you have all these days off, Putz.
Oh, I got to go back to work soon.
Oh, God. It's good practice, man.
For what?
I don't know. oh, wait. No.
Oh, okay. We lost Shell.
Did we lose her? Oh, yep. Damn it.
She's a ghost.
Come on, woman. There she goes. Is that
there
her?
She goes. Hit the damn button.
Are you there, Shell?
Yeah, I'm here.
What happened?
Okay. Well, I thought I was going to check something out on my phone because I was getting kind of bored. And when I go off the page.
You're getting kind of bored? Your jokes.
You got to find your jokes.
Yeah, did you find jokes?
I only have one joke.
Oh, God. We'll get to that in just a
Sorry.
Minute. Hold on.
Sorry. Somebody had to work late.
Mm-hmm. Here's Tom with the Nerd Unit.
What the Hell, Man, Episode 11, Nerd Unit. I watched Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scargiver, released on April 19th, 2024, streaming on Netflix. This is a continuation of Rebel Moon Part 1 that was released back in December. Sora and the surviving warriors prepare to defend Velt, their home planet.
Holy shit!
A lot of action and almost an hour of battles and explosions. It was enjoyable, but it's no Star Wars. I give it 4 out of 5. This week I watched the vintage movie. My vintage movie was Starship Troopers, starring Casper Van Dien and Denise Richards, released back in 1997. Again, I was unable to find a streaming service that has this available, so I watched it old school on DVD. Set in the future, Johnny Rico is a soldier in the mobile infantry. We watch Johnny progress through the ranks while fighting an interstellar war between mankind and the arachnoid species known as the Bugs. As always, I give this movie 5 out of 5 nerd units. Have a great week. Nerd out.
Oh, he didn't tell you which movie to pick this time.
Go outside, nerd.
Wow. All right. Well, you're on your own then, Beaver.
He was dead on. Starship Troopers is a really good movie.
Go outside, nerd. Get out. Go. I ain't got time to be distracted by your worthless chime ass. Go.
Horrible.
But it's a really good movie. Joey
Doogie Howser.
Cheers.
Doogie Howser, that chick that married Charlie Sheen, Denise Roberts.
Oh, Denise Richards?
Yeah, Denise Richards. There's another guy in it that you've seen in other movies.
Oh, the guy with the head and the two arms?
Yeah.
And the two legs. Don't forget the two legs.
And then...
and the pecker.
And then another guy that you'd know. There's about 4 or 5 guys in there that you'd know him when you saw him. But you have no idea what their name is because they're all bit parts in movies that they do.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Like one guy was like...
I wasn't even fucking listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like the catcher in Major League 2. You know, that kind of thing.
You totally... You mean the catcher in The Rye, dude?
Yeah, sure. Bring your it's your segment. I'm just commenting on it. And yeah, he didn't give me an answer this time.
Nope.
Well, so, you're going to be lost, Greg.
Like
you're
flying be lost. Solo.
You are on your own. All right, Shell Bell, you ready?
Yes.
Shell Bells.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
I have faith in you, Shell. This is the week.
This is the one.
Week you do it.
One joke.
This is the week you make us all laugh.
Only one joke.
You got
What's
one?
The best thing about fucking a 28-year-old?
There's 20 of them.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's so disgusting. What the fuck is your problem, dude? Jesus.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
Good Lord. Well, there it is.
Shell Bells. I only had one.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb joke of the week.
Oh, my God.
That was all right. Well, I mean, what do we expect? A whole stand-up routine?
This is a kid's show, dude.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to birthdays, I guess, huh? Did you want to light up before we get started?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let her rip, fella.
They haven't quite got cotton mouth bad enough.
Is your tongue sticking to your roof yet?
Testicles 1-2.
Not his roof.
1-2. Welcome aboard.
How many
boxes of Cheerios do you go through in a week?
Probably two.
How many boxes of reefer?
No, probably one big box of Cheerios. We buy
like a great big box?
Yeah, we buy the bulk twin packs from Sam's.
Oh. Or you don't get the generic?
No.
You can afford the real stuff.
If you buy in bulk, like those big ones at Sam's Club, it's just about the same price, but Cheerios is one of those that doesn't translate well into generic or the off-brand cereals. Some of them do, Malto Meal, I guess you could consider that an off-brand. Their Cinnamon Toasters are a pretty good knockoff of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, for example. The Frosted Flakes knockoff is decent.
Go outside, nerd.
The Rice Chex and the Corn Chex, not so much. They taste kind of plasticky.
Yeah. It start my morning without Dunkin'. Dunkin' these fucking nuts in your mouth.
I hear a little chuckle there, Beaver?
Just let you keep playing that stupid fucking song.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's high now. He's high, so he finds it funny.
I'm doing it for the kids.
Yeah. They're the only ones that would find that funny.
I don't think there's... Well, you talking about cereal, that's for the kids?
Hey, that's the real world. That's what we talk about.
Oh, my
Shell,
God.
Do you only eat Raisin Bran?
No, I mean, I'd eat others. But
she likes Dunkin'.
What do you switch off with?
It depends. Like, I might, if I'm at a hotel and they have a box of Fruit Loops or something like that, I might eat that. Sugar Pops.
Okay. Sugar, I was never a fan of Sugar Pops.
Oh, or Sugar Snacks. Captain Crunch is my other favorite one.
Yeah. I'll agree with that. How they about are delicious.
Puffed rice?
No, puffed rice.
Remember that shit?
Yeah.
And it got sticky. I'd eat that too.
That's what poor people bought.
But you have to, well, no, Sugar Smacks. That's what it was called.
Man, never
Sugar
a fan.
Smacks.
Right. That's what I said. Sugar Smacks.
You said puff rice.
Well, puff, I said Sugar Smacks before. Listen to the show, dude.
Oh.
Check the video.
Check the video. All right. Check here the we replay. Go. We're going to go do birthdays. You ready?
We're not done talking about cereal.
Oh, well, talk away. Talk on, please.
No, I'm done talking about
and
cereal.
And this just in. All right. You fine. Can go fuck yourself.
All right. Here we go.
Happy birthday, dear porn stars. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, happy birthday, porn stars.
Holy
woot,
shit.
Woot.
Oh, you hear that?
What?
Some thunder outside.
Oh, yeah.
Some severe weather. We've got a severe thunderstorm warning in effect.
Oh, you know what that means?
That means the power's going to go out.
No, that means that a thunderstorm warning is happening. A warning means weather is ominous. A watch means that conditions are right
and
for
it's
severe weather.
On its way to you.
You mean a thunderstorm warning means there's a warning?
Yes, it means that it's happening.
It's not my morning without
it's a warning.
Yeah, means it's not, I know it's happening or it will soon.
I'm not a meteorologist, but I play one on the radio.
I just remember reading all that shit on air. I hate it. Oh, one thing I'm glad I never had to do is goddamn school closings.
Shit, you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't. Greg was talking.
I'm just sending a text. 1 second.
Yeah, take your time. It's just
sending one to Selena.
We can.
She text you?
No.
Oh, she texted me. She said, we're just getting rain, right? I said, nope. It's a severe thunderstorm warning. All right, let's do birthdays here. You ready?
Birthdays.
All right.
Birthdays.
Hey, which segment do you like least, Beaver? The birthdays or the songs?
Songs.
Really?
Actually,
I thought you would find them funny, I guess. I guess you
do. No, that's funny. That's cool. Actually, I really can't say anything about any of the segments because I really don't contribute anything.
Yeah, you don't. Not even funny lines, dude.
Oh, come on. I bring your lines to life. I bring your ideas to life.
It's your dream. You make it as big as you want, fella.
It's like you invented the wheel. Okay, I invented the car.
Whoa!
Go outside!
Oh, shit.
But the car would never happen if the wheel wasn't invented.
Exactly. I wouldn't be on a podcast if it weren't for a big head Jeff.
Bitch. All right. Debbie Diamond is celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Debbie Diamond.
Debbie Diamond.
Happy birthday.
Debbie was in Sexy Chocolate.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Legally Boned. Mother Load.
That's a film about the minors, not age.
She's also.
She should name one Chocolate Milk.
Dirty Rotten Motherfuckers. Chocolate Milk.
Well, yeah, she was talking about chocolate and the mother load. I was thinking of like cream.
She was also in Rimmer Takes All.
The Rimmer takes it all.
Deeper by the dozen. Two Bloke Poke. Beat Your Meat on My Feet.
Yeah. Beauty. That's the fake one.
Oops, sorry about that. That's what I meant this one. Beauty in the Butt. And one of Beaver's favorites, Clam Smackers.
Oh, Clam Smackers, Clam Smackers, Clam Smackers, Clam, Clam, Clam.
What are you, on Hee Haw?
Yeah. Tell me it doesn't
bring
fit.
Bring your tip up to mine.
Tracy Love is having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Tracy.
Tracy Love.
She was in Up in the Arse.
Arse.
Oh, asshole casserole. Willy Wonka, a Willy Wanker in her chocolate factory. And Up the Old Dirt Road. Yuck.
All about poop.
Yep.
What is her specialty?
Shane Ryder. Rectum. It's Shane Ryder's birthday today as well.
Is that a girl like or a woman?
It's a woman, not a girl.
A woman. Girl or a woman. A girl or a man.
She's a fully grown woman.
Should be in a Western movie. Shane Ryder in Six Shooters.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
Glamsmakers. She was in Filthy Holes. She was also in... Go ahead. Cutie with a Booty. Hot and Sweet Lesbian Meat.
Ooh.
All right. We'll have to get that one.
And I already got it.
She's you probably talking mine. About her man. God.
She was also in King of Coochie. Celeste. It's Celeste's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Celeste.
Happy birthday, Celeste.
I will say this. Celeste is a big one. She's a chubby.
Okay.
She was in We Love 'Em Chunky, Big Curves, Fat Ass, or just Fat Ass.
Just putting it right out there. Here. Fuck it. We don't have time to think of a title.
Just call it Fat Ass.
Yep. Okay.
Have you seen her? Look at her.
Well, you know what the movie's about.
Well, yeah, that's true. Her butt. She was also in Tits Ahoy.
Sounds like a good cookie.
A cookie, nookie cookie. Oh, God. She was in a movie called She's So Heavy. God. They are not fucking nice to her.
They are blunt.
Calling her fat ass and heavy. Chunky. She was.
She laughs all the way to the buffet.
Or the bank. I don't know which one.
Both, probably.
She was in Roll Me a Fatty. God, what the fuck? So mean, Celeste. I'm sorry. And finally, she was in Here Titty Titty. Oh, fuck.
It start my morning without Dunkin'. Dunkin' these fucking nuts in your mouth.
Jesus. All right, are you guys ready? I don't think you're going to get this one. I'm pretty excited about it.
Why would I start getting them now?
Yeah, I know. Well, you've gotten one out of 10.
Yeah, and that was the one Tom gave me.
I know. And then Tom couldn't even help you out this time.
Left me
hanging. How selfish. How selfish. I know,
that son of a bitch.
All right, here we go. Jenny Wings is her name. She's having a birthday today.
God, I'm hungry.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Duncan.
It start my morning without Duncan.
And then Jenny Wings. All right, here we go. Five titles. One of them is fake. If they guess the fake one, they don't have to watch this week's video that I'm going to send them. Here we go. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Ready. Charlie's Anals. Twinkle. Oh, I'm sorry. Charlie's Anals. Twinkle, twinkle, anal stars. Squirt for days. Tushy raw. Fuck, I messed it up. And I have here titty titty. So it's 1 out of 4. You guys got fucking lucky. She wasn't in Here Titty Titty. I accidentally put that one on there. So I'll give them to you again. Charlie's Anals. Twinkle, twinkle, anal star. Squirt for days or tushy raw? I'm gonna go ahead and start get this video ready to go.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you're going with.
That's what I'm going with too.
All right. All right.
Twinkle, twinkle, anal star.
Yeah.
Is that what you're both going with?
Yeah.
It was Charlie's Anals. Sorry, dudes.
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed that one either.
All right. So I was telling Beaver, I don't know if you were on the phone call.
Going in a different direction.
Kind of a different direction.
Kind of the same, but a little bit different. So,
but yet like, the same.
Yeah. So it's like we're still walking, but we're walking backwards.
All right, here we go. It's coming to Messages. It's going to go to.
It's like Sheldon if you were chewing gum
and beaver,
and then it ended up in the wrapper.
All right, turn it up because there's some music to it.
Turn
as
it
well, and then explain what you're seeing, beaver and shell.
Because well, I don't if think. I, if
oh
I,
shit!
What
you have to promise you're going to watch it after then.
I will.
Damn it!
What happened?
She can't do it on her because she's on her phone right now.
Oh, okay. So I'll
Son
have to
of
bring
a
this.
Buck.
I'll have to bring this to life.
Yes, do it, buddy. Yep. All right. That, and turn the music up.
I'm still waiting on it.
Really?
Yeah.
God, I hope I sent it to the right person.
It'd be awesome if you sent it to, right under in your favorites, right under Beaver's boss.
No. Oh, wait. Oh, shit. Oh, I sent. Okay. Whew, it sent it in a group text.
Ah.
I was like, oh, my God, because I looked under your name and I didn't see it. I'm like, holy shit. Maybe I did send it to somebody. I shouldn't have. All right. I'm going to just send it again here, Beav.
All right.
And sending. Okay. Now, there's more to than just the video.
All yeah, right. I got the. Yeah, I think I got it turned up. If it ever comes through.
Oh my God! Nice phone, dude. Jesus.
Oh, you mean the one I didn't want?
I know.
Did I tell you the story about the phone?
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
I got us new phones.
I didn't want one. Told you three times I didn't want a new fucking phone.
Shell Bell, you still with us?
Yep.
What are you doing?
Still waiting on the thing. Did I ever tell you about the time I saved Christmas? Well, it turns out there was a worldwide shortage of Christmas cheer that year. And Santa Claus, that fat bastard.
Go outside.
Your mom was getting plenty of Christmas cheer in the butthole.
Thanks to me saving Christmas.
Did
that's
you say
right.
In her butthole?
It wasn't yeah. In the butthole.
You didn't get the video yet? Come on, man.
No, I didn't.
This is horse
the butthole, shit. Mouth, it all, it's all the same.
Oh, shit. Oh, you did. Okay, Beaver, mm-hmm. I've sent it to you. You've got it. Oh, it's still sending. Why is it still sending?
I don't know.
The other one is delivered.
A big file.
I was going to say maybe you lost interwebs, but we're still going on this, so that can't be the case.
Yeah.
It's called deduction.
But
right
it
there.
Might be.
Could be.
Oh, my God. Hurry up. Oh, my God. Please. Should I send it to you on Facebook then?
Yeah, send it to him on the book face.
All right. It's coming on book face. What is your... Oh,
he couldn't get it in the group text?
No, he didn't get it there, and he didn't get it when I sent it by itself. Or by to just him. There you go. And it's almost uploaded on Facebook. I'm not cutting any of this out, by the way. Sorry, listener. There, now it's on Facebook.
Okay. All right, I got her now.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Hold on.
Turn it up some.
Hold on.
Keep looking, bitch.
It's like a...
You got to tell me all what's on there.
Oh, my God. It's his bone coming through his leg. You can see his foot, and then there's a broken ankle, and you can see his fucking thigh ankle. Oh, this guy's going to be Oh, fuck. God.
My work is done here.
It's looping again now. It's coming out of his fucking leg. Jesus Christ. It's like a chuck. Okay, that's it. It's looping now. I'm done.
So I'm going to tell everybody what I did.
Oh, my God.
I saw it already.
Where did you see it?
Well, I pulled it up on your first one, the first video you sent.
You pulled it up while you were on the thing? That's cool. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going to explain because I said it was taking a new route. And I wanted to explain to the listeners that what I'm doing is I put a bunch of pictures together of bones sticking out of a leg, a foot coming off, and you can see the bone, another one, a shin bone coming through.
That one, you know what? Those don't bother me.
Oh, it's the one you can see, like, his muscle.
It's watching it in action that freaks me out, but looking at it looking at it like that doesn't faze me at all.
If I'm going to be honest, I think I'm helping you, Beaver. I think I'm helping you become desensitized to all of this.
Stop helping me.
He's going to make you puke.
Come on.
All right, I'm okay.
All right. Well, God, that was fun. What the hell was? Were you choking on something over there?
I can make Linda puke if I keep doing that.
Sound like you were gobbling.
Just making the fake sound.
Sound like you were gobbling on a dong over there.
Oh no, that's a totally different sound. That's. Oh, hey, here's that video.
All right. Well,
it just came through now.
Oh, it did on your phone? On your text?
On my phone, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I should send that one of you gagging in the bedroom, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. You were supposed to do that. Send it to me, and then we'll play it on the podcast next week.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. It was fucking gross.
Yeah, we better share it with everyone. Wow, it was fucking gross. It's like...
It was her poop.
Oh, our anus.
It was gross.
It was not my poop.
Wasn't it, dude?
What the hell was it? Like a dead alien there.
He has such a sensitive nose.
Oh, I do.
He can smell stuff from miles away. He texted me today and he says, "Everybody here has bad breath." Oh. I'm like, "Well, what are you doing? Smelling their breath."
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, so.
Just put out a bowl of Mentos or something. Here, have one. Yeah. Dig in, everybody.
Or give the guy the whatever, the creeper. Or whatever.
You take two.
Sidler.
You should say that to him. What does your breath smell like? You've been sucking on dick all morning.
Or like Corey used to say to Steve. Corey did mornings, and Steve was the general manager of a radio station, and he came up and was talking to him, and then Corey's like, "Jesus, how was the shit sandwich?" To his boss. I was like, "Holy shit. Yeah, balls as big as church." Well, I got in a fight with him one time, almost got into a fist fight with him, but he was pretty relaxed. He was pretty laid back. He was a cool boss.
I don't remember Corey.
Paco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 And he's, old Steve, whatever. Steve R.
So. Yeah.
It was good times. Good times. You should have been there, Beaver.
Yeah. That was after me, because remember, you stole my job.
Yeah, I remember that. I stole your job.
Yes, you did. Laying in the weeds.
Find us on
Heroes. Bam.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude. They said our nights suck. We really need somebody good.
The nights suck because of Jed Trojan.
I know. Whatever happened to him? Do you know?
I don't know.
Who?
Jed Trojan.
Yeah, his last night there, he just put on like 45 minutes of The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the guy was weird.
He was a strange duck.
Yeah, he's like the.
Remember when Mel did overnights, Jeff?
Mm-hmm.
She was talking away and had left the mic on, and you were trying to call her.
Yeah, I was trying to call her. This is before cell phones, so I'm pulled into the Pine Ridge Mobile Mart. And I'm calling the station. I'm like, "I can hear you. You're on the air. I can hear you." And she's just singing away. You know,
at least she wasn't doing anything, you know, swearing or crazy.
I thought you meant finger banging or taking a finger canoe to Tuna Town.
Yeah, you know, something like that. Just singing along.
Diddling the bean.
Having a good day. They were still live at the time?
Oh, yeah. Live overnights.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then she went to traffic, right?
Yeah. I did. I remember I had to voice track the overnights after being on all night. So I had to voice track the overnights, and I remember the song. It was Offspring, and we just got a new computer system, new automation system. So you got to hit the space bar to record and hit it again to stop. So I hit the space bar and I see the meters, the VU meters going, and then they freeze. And I was like, "You goddamn fucking son of a bitch." Cause I was ready to get out of there. And I was
Mike was
off.
Still hot.
No, I went and rebooted the computer, came back, kept tracking, And I left that track in there. Didn't even realize it. And the whole thing went out over the air. And the state troopers up in Rhinelander faxed in and said, what were they called?
The smoked hams?
Yeah, the smoked hams. They faxed in and said, I can't believe you guys can say that on the air. And Nick says to me, what did you say? I'm like, I don't know. I'll go check. And here it was that me going, goddamn fucking son of a bitch. So I quick redid it. That's Offspring. Come out and play Z104.
Goddamn fucking son of a bitch.
I don't know what they're talking about. So got away with it.
All right. Nice.
Find us on Facebook. What the hell, man?
With Jeff and Greg.
Yeah. And then Shell Bell. I got to get her name on there now.
Yeah. Put some work into this, goddammit.
I know. I'm just going to write it in.
Handwrite it. Sick of your crud. Do it. That would look cool.
Write it with a backward
F. And this just in, you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. All right. So, and then you can follow us, you know, wherever on whatever. Make sure you like and whatever. We're on YouTube too.
Somewhere. Oh, we're on YouTube now.
Yeah. No video, just audio. So.
Oh, good. Because I do this thing naked.
Oh, I know.
Then I can go right to masturbating when we're done. So let's wrap this up.
Bring your tip up to mine. I don't mind the slime.
God, that's fucking gross. Bring your tip up to mine. I don't mind the slime.
Ugh. It's your song, man. You're the one playing.
Talking about wearing his foreskin like a sweater.
You both got a visual, didn't you?
It's so gross.
Much as I tried not to, yes, I got a visual.
All right, let's get out of here. Another mediocre show, both of you.
We've done enough damage for 1 week.
All right, Shell Bell, do your thing.
Stay fresh, cheese bags.
Okay, real good then.